大家早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
预备先低头默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名啊，继续聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue the morning service.
唱诗202首。
Please sing hymn 202. Please remain standing by him in silence.
好，就要奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
啊，慈爱天父，感谢你。
Our Father, we thank thee and praise thee.
啊，让我们又能够进入这一天的灵恩会。
And we have this opportunity to hold our spiritual convocation.
啊，很多弟兄姐妹们啊，专门请假来参加这次的圣会。
Brothers and sisters even take a day off to attend this convocation.
啊，求神按照你的应许来祝福他们。
May the Lord bless them accordingly.
愿这场聚会能够让我们有所造就。
May the Lord guide this service so we can all be edified.
能够做我们生活上的指引，生活上的智慧。
And may the Lord guide us in our daily life so we can make well use of our spiritual wisdom.
能够让我们预备好您的再临。
And we are, please give us the strength we can all prepare to follow thy guidance.
最终能够享受与你同在。
And in the end, we can be with thee.
我们将你向祷告啊，求主垂听。
May the Lord listen to our prayer.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, Amen.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们继续要谈主必再临。
And we continue to study. The Lord is coming.
啊，昨天我们谈到主耶稣自己宣告啊，他还要再临。
Jesus Christ declared and proclaimed that He will come again.
那使徒们他们也这样子宣告
，and the disciple also make the same declarations and proclamation.
这样子的宣告呢，对信徒当时是产生很积极、很正面的作用。
it result very positive effort. The believers are very zealous.
他们天天在聚会,
and they hold services daily.
甚至有很多人就卖了他们的田产,
even the believers sold their personal properties and belongings.
当然时间一久了,
of course, when time passes by, believers begin to doubt.
因此我们这种道理要经常被提醒,
therefore, we should always be reminded by the teaching.
那主要说降临的意义啊, 大概有几个,
降临的意义, the meaning of the coming Jesus Christ,
第一个就是,
has several purposes.
他所应许的圣灵降临,
the outpour of the promised Holy Spirit.
第二个就是我们离世的那一天啊, 就是主就再临来接我们回去,
the day we were summoned back by the Lord is the time for Jesus Christ to bring us back.
那第三个, 就像我们今天再次所读的, 说万物的结局尽了, 就是世间的末了,
this is the end of the world.
好, 那我们来看, 我们为什么要来强调, 还要学习主的再来,
why we have to study his second coming.
第一个就是主耶稣告诉我们, 要警醒, 要预备, 要谨慎,
Jesus Christ teaches us that we have to be alert and be aware.
我们请看马太福音,
let's refer to Matthew. Matthew chapter
24,
verse 25. Matthew chapter
24,
verse
25.
See, I have told you beforehand.
再来看第四节, 24章第四节。主是预先告诉我们的目的就是说你们要谨慎免得有人说迷惑。
And the purpose is that take heed that no one deceives you.
那特别强调要谨慎。
In here, Jesus Christ emphasized on on taking heed.
那意思就是要小心呢。
In other words, we have the alert and more cautious.
好像我们底下, 底下这个地下室因为是 那个tile地砖地板是地砖铺的,
and our basement is made by the mosaic.
所以地砖只要是有水被建在地砖上, 那是很滑的, 很危险的一件事情啊。
If there's water on the floor, it's very slippery. It can be very dangerous.
因此我们底下有个牌子, 大家有没有注意, 有个那个三明治的牌子, 说, 那, 地上滑,
Therefore, we put up a sign, be careful, it is very slippery.
因为危险啊,
it's very dangerous.
上上星期我到俄班教会参加,
last week, I was attending the spiritual convocation and evangelical services held in the Irvine Church.
有个大概是五岁的小孩子啊, 称水来喝.
That was a 5 years kid going to the water fountain to get water.
他用跑的.
He was running.
那个饮水机旁边啊, 就有一些水.
There was some water next to the next to the machine.
小孩子不知道啊, 跑去那里摔了一跤啊.
And he fell.
因此那个是危险的,
that was very dangerous.
主要是放了一个牌子说, 这里有水多危险, 走路要小心的。
So if there's a sign you put up alerting or cautioning the people, that would be very helpful.
所以我们为什么要学习这个主必再来这个道理?
That's the reason why we have to learn his second coming.
末世有危险的日子来到啊,
because the end time, there will be a very critical and dangerous moment.
不法的事情很多,
there are a lot of unlawful things.
所以那是危险的地带,
it was a very dangerous moment.
因此我们要谨慎要小心,
therefore we have to take heed, we have to be more cautious.
我们不要说吃亏啊,
and we should never be a loser.
因为啊, 现在很多骗子, 很多不法的分子, 用电话啦, 用邮件, 用电子邮件来骗人的很多。
There were a lot of gimmicks going around these days. People try to deceive using various ways.
那现在这个社会啊，是越来啊，对某些人来说是越来越好玩了。
To some people, there are more fun. There's more fun on this earth.
你看电子游戏，那个电脑游戏很好玩呢。
Like the electronic games,
很多东西好玩的东西呀。
There are many of fun things on this earth.
所以把我们基督徒的目光眼光呢，一直偏向世界。
So drawing attention of the believers to the secular world.
所以在末世的时候就是要小心，有很多的陷阱。
Therefore, we have to take heed during the end time. There are a lot of traps.
再看马可福音十三章。
Let's refer to Mark chapter 13.
马可福音十三章二十三节。
Mark chapter 13, verse 23.
二十三。
Mark chapter 13, verse 23.
你们要谨慎看啊，凡事我都预先告诉你们的。
Verse 23, but take heed, see, I've told you all things beforehand.
我们就是去公共场所哈。
If we go to a public area,
也是经常会看到一个牌子说路上滑，这个地面上滑，大家走路要小心呢。
We also see the sign, a slippery floor, be careful.
因为可能那个工友哈，可能刚刚拖地啊，所以路上也这个地面上比较滑，所以要小心。
The floor could be just mopped or waxed, so it's very slippery.
假如是有人跌倒的话，那他们免责了，他们就没有责任了。
So if somebody else falls on the floor, then the company will be waived from their responsibility.
因为人家就放了一个牌子，说要小心了。
Therefore, they put up a sign, warning.Public to be cautious.
那个地方不能靠近，不能走的。
So you are not supposed to walk on the floor.
假设牌子拿走了，当然表示干的，我们就可以走那个地方。
So when the sign is removed, meaning that the floor is dry, then you may be able to step on.
假设牌子还在那里的话，那我们就不应该靠近那个危险的地方。
If the sign was still there, then we should not get close to that area.
那我们现在马路在修理也是一样啊，也是前面在修理啊，大家开车要小心。
By the same token, when the road is under construction, the driver has to pay more attention.
已经预先告诉我们的，预先警告的。
The warning it has been given.
假如自己去撞人家在公共在修理路面的话，你不小心撞了，那施工单位就不负责任了，因为他已经事先警告的。
And if there is a collision in the construction area, then the vendors will not take the responsibilities.
所以我们假如不小心的话，那到时候不能够上天堂哈，那不能够怪主耶稣说主耶稣啊，你怎么没有告诉我啊
？So by the same token, if we cannot enter the heavenly kingdom, we cannot blame Jesus.
也不能够说一传道你怎么没有告诉我了？
我们现在已经告诉大家了。And we cannot even blame the pastor why you didn't tell me beforehand.
所以我们要经常互相提醒，你要提醒我啊。
We should remind each other mutually.
所以说你们要谨慎了哈。
We have to be more cautious.
那
we should take heed.
我们再看彼得后书。
Let's refer to the second epistle to Peter.
彼得后书第三章十七节。
Chapter 3:13.
彼得后书三章十七节。
Second Peter chapter 3:17.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这些事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。
彼得后书三章
十七节。
Second Peter chapter 3:17. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked.
所以我们看彼得也是在提醒当时代的信徒。
And Peter also reminded the believers of his time.
有人这是恶人的话，他们很贪心呢。
The evil ones are very wicked.
现在最好赚的是什么行业呀？
So what kind of business is making most money? Is making a lot of money.
就像这个好玩的行业呀。
In any business that will bring funds to the public.
你看吸大麻好不好玩啊？很好玩啊。
Oh, like inhaling or smoking marijuana, it's making a lot of money.
今年的四月二十号第一天呢，可以卖公开卖大麻。
什么？
今年的四月二十号。
Oh,
第一天呢，可以公开卖大麻，可以公开吸大麻。
April 20th is the first day that you can smoke marijuana in public legally.
那天一大早啊，那个买大麻的人啊，排队排得很长啊。
So the marijuana smokers line up to buy the drug.
那天呢，一家小店在卖大麻的，他一天收入多少？一天收入就四万五千块的美金哦，现金呢、啊？他不收 credit card， 不收支票，只收现金。
So even a small store selling marijuana, taking only cash.Made about $45,000.
我一年的收入都还不到四万五千块呀。
My revenue didn't even have $45,000.
人家他一天呢、哦，收入现金呢、哦、还不用缴税，现金呢、哦、就收入四万五千块。
Just imagine that a day of revenue is $45,000 cash.
那些人呐、啊，都是恶人呐、啊。
And those are the evil ones.
他们制造一些假象。
And they create a wrong image.
错谬的道理啊。
And they are leading away with the error of the wicked.
然后让大家陷入这个诱惑陷阱。
As the people fell into the trap of temptation and seduction.
所以现在的人呢，就是看看您感觉怎么样，就是凭感觉啊来做事情啊。
And people nowadays people do things according to the others' feeling.
那有些人在选择教会、啊、也是凭感觉。
And people also choose the churches by their own feelings.
我去你们教会感觉很好啊。
And I feel very good to attend your church.
啊，有没有听过这种说法？有没有
？Have you heard? You know, have you heard?
爱想说哦，感觉很好。
Have you heard people making such a statement that I feel very happy coming to your church. I feel very good.
因为你们对我很好啊。
Because you treat me very well.
啊、他不看真理说对不对啊？这反正啊，你对我很好，感觉凭感觉。
Yeah, just based on his personal feeling, not actually pursuing for the truth.
啊，只要我感觉好，我就去做。
As long as I feel very nicely, and then I will do it.
只要感觉个吸大麻很好啊，为什么不可以吸好就去做、啊、
？As long as I'm happy to smoke marijuana, and I will do so.
所以很多事情是凭感觉。
So many people do things according to their own feelings.
啊，骄傲也是让人感觉很好啊。
And even people feel proud of, you know, feeling proud, is a happy thing, is a good thing.
所以这些凭感觉的东西都是诱惑啊。
And all these are temptations.
所以圣经告诉我们要防备。
And the Bible tells us that, we have to beware.
所以我们假如是预先知道这件事情，那我们就要小心了。
So if we know beforehand this is an evil thing, then we should beware.
那等于说我们会查考到哈啊，以后因为神就任凭个人的、啊、各行其道。
So God just let those people do whatever they want.
所以你会看到以后哈，我们教会也是一样啊，以后神的作为会越来越减少。
And we will see the same thing in the church, and the words of God in the church were getting less and less.
所以大家才敢呢、啊，敢去做违法，敢不来热心来参加聚会、啊。
And the people will dare not to attend the services zealously.
我们就是看在属时代哈，有两个夫妻，
亚
拿尼亚还有撒非拉。
We take a look of a couple during the apostolic time.
假如现在哈，假如现在。还是像以前初代使徒教会的那种情形，亚纳尼亚跟撒非拉，他只是、啊、欺骗啊，这个彼得说啊，这些就是我卖田产，所有的一切，所有的钱都在这里。
And if the couple of Anania, they just lie to the disciples that this is what they have sold.
我们想想，他们所犯的罪是不是很大？
Do you think this is a very great sin?
大不大？其实是不大嘛，对不对
？It's just a very small sin. They just simply lie.
你看他假若哈，他假若卖了这个一百万哈，卖了一百万啊，只是自己留下九十万，不是吧？留下十万啊，九十万给教会。
For example, if they you know, if they sold the property for $1 million, they only kept like a $100,000, only about 10% of they have sold and contributed 90% to the church.
以今天的例子来讲哈，其实也不是什么大罪的。
And if we just think about this logically, it's just not a big sin.
啊，说谎，每一个人都有说谎的时候了。
Lying, you know, everybody lies.
但是那个时候很严厉的，那时候他们两个夫妻都马上死亡。
And during that time, it has become a very serious matter, and both of them die instantly.
那比如说你是欺骗圣灵，不是欺骗我。
And Peter said that you lied to the Holy Spirit.
那其实我们今天所做的，有些时候得罪人啊，也是得罪神呐。
And similarly, sometimes we do things offending the others or sin against the others. It's the same as sin against God.
我们今天不凭信心做。也是罪啊！
We do so now. We don't do things by faith. It's also a sin.
但是我们是还是生活的好好的呢。
We still live in a good life. Nothing happened.
所以就神有时候是任凭啊。
Sometimes God just let us do it.
那既然是任凭的话，那我们就看不出神的作为。
If God just let us do whatever we want, then we will not be able to see the works of God.
所以你看，也没有人说管教啊。你说安息日有的没有来，也没有说管教啊。
And some people don't attend the church services regularly on Sabbath if they are not disciplined or chastised by the Lord.
啊，预备灵会也不是很认真啊，也没有说管教。
And the people don't even prepare well enough for the spiritual convocation. They are not chastised by the Lord.
啊，我们以为这个没事啊。
And we thought that, well, you know, nothing happened.
所以才彼得在告诉我们，我们要防备哈，要谨慎。
Therefore, Paul told us that we have to beware and take heed.
因为啊，有一天呢、啊，会总测验的时候
，and there will be a final exam.
所以我们现在好像在读书哈、啊，你读不读都无所谓，你要读也可以，你不读也可以哈、啊。
But just like you know, when we are attending a class.And we don't pay attention to study. We just do whatever we want.
反正有一天要总测验了。
And when it comes to the final exam,
你只要是多会的话，那没关系的。
Of course, you know the materials, it will be fine.
好像那个十个童女的比喻，五个聪明的，五个愚拙的，他们哈在等的时候也是打盹睡觉，大家都一样打盹睡觉。
Just like the ten virgins, five. So the five wise virgins and the five stupid virgins are.They were all sleeping at the same time.
所以有一天是总测验的时候。
But during the final test, final exam,
就在看看我们的根基在哪里。
Then our foundation, our root will be tested.
所以我们不要陷入那个美丽的陷阱啊。
We do not fall into the beautiful trap.
啊，有位年轻的弟兄啊，很热心呢、啊。
That was a young brother, who was very zealous.
当然热心啊，是我们人说他热心呢、啊。
People felt that he was very zealous.
啊，因为他还当辅导员，你看这个什么学生联会，他还当辅导员呢、啊。
He also served as a counselor during the student spiritual convocation.
啊，学生联会当辅导员是不是要有一些资格才会被请来当辅导员嘛？
Yeah,
是不是
serving as a counselor, and he has to meet certain criteria.
所以是不是很热心呢、啊、
？Of course, he is very zealous.
是啊，他经常参加聚会的。
And he attended service very regularly.
那但是他自己做见证啊。
Once he testified.
哇，他也抽烟呢、啊。
He smoked.
他也去做跟外邦一样的事情啊。
He behaved like the Gentiles.
啊，他去跳舞啊。
He also went dancing.
可是他还是来教会的。
He attended church, the church regularly.
所以啊，这个陷阱啊，我们不要啊，我应该是可以的、啊，我不会去跑去什么掉入的陷阱啊。
Don't have that kind of a thought that I will never fall into the traps.
陷阱的事情啊，是每一个时代都有人会掉进去的。
In every era, in every generation, there will be people falling into different kinds of traps.
因为圣经已经告诉我们哈，现代时代是个危险的时代。
Now it is a very dangerous era.
我们请看提摩太后书。
Let's refer to Second Epistle to Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3,
第三章第一节。
Verse 1.
提摩太后书三章第一节， 你应该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，必有一定有的。
And but know this that in the last days, perilous times will come.
Perilous 也是灭亡啊，也是危险，当到后来就是灭亡了、啊，死亡了、啊。
And the perilous times come, will come, and the end result, is destruction.
好，那第六节。
Verse 2.
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤毒，毁谤父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。第二、第三。
3.
无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自悦，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。第五节。
5.
有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
Verse 2.For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away.
你看，专顾自己啊，只顾自己不顾别人，他骗你的钱，他良心不会觉得很难受啊。
And for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, and he will not be blamed by his conscience.
因为有人贪那钱财啊。
Because they are lovers of money.
所以我们只要接到什么啊，你中奖了啦，怎么样啊，那个都不要管他。
So if you ever receive the gimmick calls like you win the lottery, and just don't believe that.
我也经常接到这种邮件呢、啊。
I also receive similar emails like that.
啊，有时候还啊说什么那个从非洲来的邮件啊，说他们国家预算太多了哈，啊要消化预算呐、啊，说要给我一个账号。他只要是把钱呐、啊、100多万呢、啊，然后来移到我的账号就洗钱呐、啊，那我可以得30%，30万，那他得70万。
And if some countries, African countries, are sending a gimmick letter telling me that they have over budgeted, they want to do the money laundry, and they ask me to have an open account so they can send to me like $1 million.
很好赚嘛，对不对？30万，对呀、啊。
Among that $1 million, so I can receive $300. It's like easy money.
所以不能够跟他一起贪呐、啊。
And we shouldn't, you know, follow.
因为那是危险的日子，危险的日子。
The Bible says that the perilous times will come.
还有什么违背哈、啊、父母的忘恩负义啊
disobedient to parents, unthankful.
啊，还有性情凶暴啦、啊，不爱良善。
And also brutal, despisers of good.
Boy.这个很可怕，有的人呢、哦，好像杀人呢、哦、都不眨眼呢。
It's very scary and very frightful, especially those who murder and kill.
杀人没有原因啊，他觉得很好玩呐、
啊。Some people felt that killing is fun.
所以现在啊，主耶稣啊，透过圣经都告诉我们的。
And now Jesus Christ.Jesus Christ tells us through the Bible.
So we 自己要小心，要防备呀、啊。
So we have to be, we have to take heed and to defend.
啊，暗路啊，这个走暗路啊，不要走暗路、啊。
So we have to walk on the bright lane.
那凡事啊，光明正大。
And we have to do things in a bright way.
那我们就不会掉入陷阱。
Then we will not fall into the trap.
因为这个时代啊，是一个。颓废堕落的时代
，and this is a very corrupted society，
也是一个弯曲变异的时代。
It is a very crooked era。
啊，所以我们强调主必再来的第一个理由啊，就是要警醒，要预备，要谨慎。
So the first reason we emphasize on the coming of Jesus Christ is to take heed and to beware。
第二个呢，要让我们相信。
The second reason is for us to believe。
因为我们人都是会思考啊，会想
啊。All men will think.
啊，主就真的会再来吗？真的有世界末日吗？
Will Jesus come again? Will that be the end of the world?
你世界末日，按照科学家说哈，什么以前什么冰河时代啊，人都冻死啊，怎么样？然后在有人类啊，怎么样啊？很多各种不同的学说啊。
And there are a lot of scientific explanation during the glacial period. People all dead, and then starting a new generation and extra. Those are just hypothetical theories. They are not real.
啊，当然每一个过程可能是几亿年。
And all these processes may take hundreds of millions of years.
他死了以后会怎么样也没有人知道。
Nobody knows what happened when people died.
所以很多人问说啊，死后去哪里呀？
So many people ask, what will a person belong to after his death?
啊，有没有人死过啊？请你告诉大家有没有人说你死后要去哪里？死后去哪里？
Did anybody say know where the person will belong to after his death?
我爸爸我妈妈都死了都过世了、啊、他们也没有来告诉我说、欸、真的有天堂跟地狱你要热心、啊、
My parents have passed away for years. They never came back and tell me that there is a heaven. You have to be zealous.
他也没有告诉我说没有根本就没有这么一回事、啊、
Or no, they come back telling me that there's no heaven.
所以也没有人回来告诉我，我的祖先啊，没有人回来告诉我。
My ancestors never came back. I've never come back to tell me the existence of heaven.
不晓得你的祖先有没有告诉你
Have your ancestors ever come back to tell you?
所以怎么去相信说有那么未来一天说的天堂的实现
？And how would I know the existence of heaven?Will be happen in the future.
所以我们一定要找到一个证据。
So we must have a proof and evidence.
要找到证据有的话，那我们就必须要深信，一定有的。
Then we have to truly and deeply believe there is a heavenly kingdom.
因为我们相信有的话，你相信我们这条人生信仰的路啊，才会走得很愉快呀。
If we truly believe the existence of heavenly kingdom, then our life.On this earth will be meaningful.
我们才会克服人生各种不同的挑战困难。
Then we'll be able to face and overcome all kind of challenges and difficulties encountered.
因为只要是不信的话，哈，还是半信半疑，那人生就没有什么目标啊。
If they don't have a strong faith and not showing our strongly belief, then our life will become not meaningful.
那我们人生啊就变成很坎坷。
And we will live in a very sorrowful life.
但是我们只要是相信有
If we truly believe that is heavenly kingdom,
那甚至我们可以克服死亡的惧怕
We can even overcome the fear of death.
我们就不怕死啊
Then we are not afraid of death.
那什么困难我们都可以解决的
Then we will be able to overcome and resolve all kinds of difficulties.
所以就像保罗所说的，我们这个现在苦难的话是自战自清的苦楚而已。
And the suffering that we go through is very light.
要成就将来无比荣耀。
In order to fulfill the eternal glory.
啊，那是永远的，好的无比啊。
That is forever.
所以就能够到我们现在苦楚，现在的苦难呢，就是。也是很短暂的，我们就能够应付过去。
Yeah, even the tribulation and the sorrows that we encounter is temporary.
好，那我们怎么来相信
？Then how can we believe?
对，你我都是读书人啊，都有头脑啊。
We are all learned people.
那所以我们要问自己哟，我相信吗？我怎么来相信呢
？So we have ourselves a question: Do I believe? So how can I believe?
我们请看约翰福音。
Let's refer to the Gospel according to John.
约翰福音十四章二十九节。
Chapter 14, verse 29.
约翰福音十四章二十九节。
John chapter 14, verse 29.
现在事情还没有成就，我预先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以信我。
And now I've told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe.
好，那主耶稣在这一段是在讲什么呢
？So what does Jesus Christ try to tell us in this verse？
啊，这段在讲什么
？So what does he try to tell us？
讲世界末日。
Is he he's mentioning about the end time？
好，在讲说 说2016年总统的选举啊，谁会当选
？Or who will who will be the new president in the year 2016？
啊，都不是啊。
No，
在讲什么
？So what does Jesus Christ try to tell us？
讲圣灵，应许圣灵的降临呢、啊、
？It's about the coming of the Holy Spirit, the promised Holy Spirit。
好，你看16节。十六节。
Oh, verse 16.
十四章十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 16.
我要求父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永与你们同在。
I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever.
啊，那个保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
And the Helper is the Spirit of Truth.
在二十六节。
26.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所差来的圣灵，他要将一切事指教你们。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all things that I said to you.
所以这里就在讲圣灵，应许圣灵的降临。
And this is all this is about the coming of the promised Holy Spirit.
所以主是预先告诉我们。
So Jesus Christ told us beforehand.
这是以前呢就讲好了。
And Jesus Christ told us beforehand.
啊，就是说到了事情成就的时候，就可以相信他所说的话，哎，是的确是真的。
When it is time, then we'll believe what he said. We'll believe what he said is true.
因为他说他不到父那里去的话，那保惠师就降不下来呀。
If he didn't go to the Father, the Holy Spirit would not come.
啊、他叫门徒要在耶路撒冷等候，不要离开呀、啊。
So Jesus Christ told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem.
那后来，哎，真的，他们就在耶路撒冷祷告啊。
So the believers pray in Jerusalem.
啊，不久以后说应许的圣灵就真的降临了。
And the Holy Spirit did descend.
所以证明耶稣所讲的话是真的。
And proving what Jesus said is true.
也是证明耶稣所讲的一切话都是真的。
And this also proves every statement made by Jesus Christ is true.
所以也是可以证明说，耶稣讲说他要再来临那个那句话也是真的。
And also his second coming is indeed true and very true.
因为他所说的应许降临，应许圣灵啊已经降临了。
Since the promised Holy Spirit has come.
我们今天已经得到
，and we all have received the Holy Spirit。
这个应许圣灵是很奇妙的。
The promised Holy Spirit is so amazed and wonderful。
圣灵啊，圣灵说，圣灵就是像风啊，这个随意吹啊，给谁就给谁啊。
Holy Spirit is like wind, and the Lord will give what He wants。
有一位弟兄啊，他说是很有恩赐。
There was a brother who was very gifted.
尤其在语文啊，这个他英文、中文都非常好。
Especially in languages.
所以大家也希望他能够出来当传道啊。
He is very eloquent in languages. People expected him to become a full-time minister.
他能力很谦卑。
He was very humble.
可是就是还没有得到圣灵啊。
And yet he hasn't received the Holy Spirit.
说他等啊，说他只要得到圣灵的话，他就会出来当传道。
He has been kept on waiting and waiting, and he also made a promise that once he receives the Holy Spirit, and he will become a full-time minister.
可是不管传道怎么按呐，还是没有圣灵呢。
But no matter how pastors laying hand on him, he just didn't receive the Holy Spirit.
那又有一位。老姐妹
there was also an elderly sister.
本来她还没有信主啊，是她先生先信。
her husband has been converted first.
因为她先生啊，本来哈、啊、是性情很暴躁。
her husband used to be very hot-tempered.
那后来信耶稣以后，整个人都改变了，非常的温和。
And after he was converted, he became such a gentle person.
本来他讲话是像狮子一样吼叫，哦，这样大家都很怕。
And every time he talked, you know, he was saying very, he said very, very, he said very, he said in a very harsh word.
啊，现在很温和。
And but after he was converted, he spoke very gently.
啊，有一次的这个查经啊，那查经聚会啊。
Once during the Bible study service.
他讲话太小声，因为温和到讲话很小声。
He was a very gentle person, and he even spoke too soft, and people could hardly hear what he was talking.
所以有人说，你能不能讲大声一点呢
？So people asking, can you speak a little bit louder? Can you speak up?
他说我以前很大声，我都大多都吓倒了，我才小声的呢。
He said that I used to speak very loud and scaring a lot of people, and now I talk very very soft.
啊，因为他的太太感觉到，哎，他先生怎么改变了
？And also, his wife noticed the change of her husband.
那以前他先生啊，说他讲了以后，这不能够有什么第二个意见的，不能够有其他意见的。
Oh, so when her husband make a statement, nobody else can give a second opinion or otherwise opinion.
所以他太太说啊，我要到教会去看一看。
Since the wife noticed the change of her husband, and she decided to come to the church to take a look.
到底是有什么力量能够使我的先生改变
？What kind of a power making the change of my husband?
他太太什么道理都没有听过。
His wife had never heard a sermon before.
他太太以前在中国大陆啊是这个省级的干部啊。
His wife used to be a cadre a province in China.
省级干部是不是很大？我没待过中国大陆啊，是不是很大？省级的干部啊，
yeah，
算是不小嘛。
Yeah，
也是无神论的。
It is a very high position, and she was she was atheist.
啊，那她就来教会啊。
So she came to the church.
第一次啊。
The first time she came to church.
啊，因为她先生的缘故啊，所以她认识教会的，她认识教会的一位弟兄的。
哦，
这个姐妹哈，也认识教会的一位弟兄。
And through her husband, she also knows one of one of the brothers in the church.
啊，那位教会的弟兄啊，因为哈，他要爬楼梯啊，就是在外面有个灯，外面的灯很高啊，他爬楼梯去换那个灯，电灯啊。电灯坏掉了，所以爬楼梯去换电灯。
This brother had to climb up a very high staircase to fix the light.
结果呢，从楼梯上掉下来。
He fell off the step. I mean the ladder.
这个盘骨啊都碎了。
And he even broke his hip bone.
啊，感谢主啊！这个经过医生手术以后
，and after surgery，
那现在慢慢复原
，and now he gradually now he's recuperating。
所以教会就宣布啊，让他讲的是宣布为这位弟兄跌倒的弟兄啊代祷。
So the church announced to pray for this brother who injured。
啊，因为这位那时候还没信主啊，这位太太啊那时候第一次来啊，她。听到哎，他的朋友说，认识朋友哎，什么跌倒啊？他啊，这个是好人呐、啊，怎么这样子？所以他就帮他祷告啊。他啊，其实他也不认识什么主耶稣，说这啊，给他好啊，这个人是好人啊，不能够让他痛苦啊。
So this brother's wife, he was the first time coming to the church, but after she listened to the announcement, she didn't even know Jesus Christ, but.It just happened that she knows that this is a good guy, so she also prayed for him.
哎，在祷告的时候，传道者给他按手，他都得到圣灵啊。
So the pastor lay hands on her, and she received the Holy Spirit.
那他也不知道什么叫圣灵啊。
She didn't even know what is Holy Spirit.
啊，他也不知道他得到圣灵。
She didn't even know that she has received the Holy Spirit.
因为他有关圣灵的道理也没有听过。
And she never heard any sermon, nor knowing anything about the Holy Spirit.
他可能连讲哈利路亚都没有啊。
She didn't even know how to say Hallelujah.
他只是心里面在为了这位带走的被。这位跌倒的弟兄在祷告。
She was just interceding for this brothers who injured.
啊，神就赏赐圣灵给他。
And God gave her the Holy Spirit.
所以你看，圣灵是不是很奇妙啊
？So the Holy Spirit is so amazed and wonderful.
这个是神的大能啊。
And this is the great works. This is a mighty work of God.
所以我们可见圣灵不是用学习的，不是啊，我学语言，好像学语言，好像学英文啊，学西班牙文。
So we cannot learn how to speak in tongue, just like learning any languages.
不是啊，都不是。
It is not.
啊，像我们还记得那个董瑞先生 David 哈，那时候他刚来教会，他是美国人，他讲英文也是很卷舌，对。那时候他来教会聚会，他来祷告， 还没有得圣灵，还是哈利亚 praise the Lord， 哈利亚 praise the Lord， 没有宣誓。
Oh, so just like a brother David, when he first came to the church, and he didn't know how, I mean, you know, he hasn't received the Holy Spirit yet, so he was not speaking in tongue.
啊，直到他领受圣灵，他才开始宣誓。
Until he received the Holy Spirit, then he began to speak in rolling tongue.
所以圣灵的本身就是一个神迹。
So the Holy Spirit is a miracle.
所以让我们相信，哎，真的有神呐。
So we truly believe the existence of God.
他有神就是他的国度啊。
And God has His kingdom also.
同时，圣灵也是让我们先尝天国的滋味。
So Holy Spirit will also enable us to sense and feel aboutThe assistance of the heavenly kingdom.
So, 当我们祷告起来以后，我们都觉得很喜乐，心里面很开。
So after each prayer, we are very joyous.
So, 经常，假如你经常这个无助的，你觉得很闷哈，你很闷的话，那要经常祷告。
So, if you feel very bored, very sorrowful, you should pray.
因为祷告的话，让能够心开呀。
And Holy Spirit will open our heart.
那么能够
will enlighten us.
能够预尝天国的滋味。
We will be able to experience the heavenly kingdom wills on earth.
所以第二个哈，目的就是让我们能够相信这件事
情。So the second purpose is to enable us to believe.
那第三个是让我们有活泼的盼望。
The third reason is to have a living hope.
啊，请看彼得前书。
Let's refer to First Peter.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第三节
verse 3。
彼得前书第一章第三节
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3。
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。第四
4，
那可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能过衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。第五节
Verse 5，
你们因信这蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Verse 3， Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Verse 5， who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
好，你看这边我们有盼望，这是跟末世啊的救恩、末世要显现、主就降临有关系。
So our faith is directly related to His second coming.
那这种活泼啊，这种盼望被称为是活泼的盼望。
So this hope is a living hope. It's a living hope.
这是活的，不是死的。
And it is living, not death.
就是说，这种盼望是跟今生的盼望是不一样的。
So the living hope.Is the very different from the hope of this world.
啊，今生的盼望有结束的一天。
And hope of this life will end.
以前的帝王，他们在哪里呀？
Like the sovereigns of the ancient time, who are they now?
对，世界上事情。
Where are they now?
世界上事情总是有一天会结束的。
Anything on this earth will be gone one of these days.
所以今生的盼望，你再好的话，有一天也是会结束的。
The hope of this world will end. Of this life, will end. Sometimes.
那这种永生的盼望是持续的，是不会死亡的，不会灭亡的。
But the living hope lasts forever.
你看他说啊，不能够朽坏，不能够玷污，不能够衰残。
And in here, in verse 4 says that to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled.
所以才被称为是活泼的盼望。
So it is a living hope.
那只要是有活泼的盼望，我们当然就会活得很有意义，活得很有喜乐，活得很有尊严。
So if we have this living hope, then we will live in a very meaningful life.
也可以活得很有自信。
And we will live in good order.
那所以我们不用紧张啊，莫说紧张啊，你不用紧张啊。
So we don't have to be anxious.
紧张什么？我们有盼望嘿。
We have hope. So why are you going to be anxious?
我们去面试啊，假如你要找工作去面试啊。
Like for instance, you are going to a job interview.
也不用紧张啊。
You don't have to be anxious or nervous.
你要想想谁大。
And who is the greatest?
他大还是你大？
Is the prospect employer the greatest?
但是我们大、啊。 Because
we have a living hope, and of course, and we are greater than the prospect, than the employer prospect.
我们是天父的儿女啊。
We are the children of God.
所以只要神说 yes, 那你算什么？
If God permits, and everything will be fulfilled.
那神家是说 no 的话，你就当时 interview 再好也没用，因为神说 no 啊。
If God doesn't permit, no matter how good you are, and it will not be fulfilled.
所以我们要因信啊，因信而有盼望。
So we must have faith and believe in the Lord and with the living hope.
我们就要自信心了，自信心。Then
we have the self-confident.
我们活得很有尊严。
Then we'll live in a more dignity life.
因为我们的盼望是跟别人不一样的。Since
our hope is different from the others.
那这一段我们就用一个经节来做个结束。Let
me share with you several biblical verses.
腓立比书第3章20节。
腓立比书三章二十节 Chapter 3 verse 20 Philippians chapter 3 verse 20
请你念
Verse 20 For the citizenship is in heaven from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior the Lord Jesus Christ
这是我们是天上的国民
And we are citizenship in we are citizens in heaven
我们在等到主就从天降临
And we are waiting for his second coming
所以我们是有盼望的
And we have hope
我们是有自信的,
and we have confidence because the Lord abides with us.
所以我们就活得很有意义啊，很有喜乐，很有尊严。
And we live so we live in a life with dignity, confidence, and joy.
因此我们为什么要学习主的再来？
Therefore, we should believe and remember his second coming.
能够帮助我们克服今生的困难。
And that will help us to overcome all kinds of difficulties and sorrows during this life.
那主要是让我们有体验圣灵的滋味啊。
Jesus Christ will also let us to taste the Holy Spirit.
总让我们有一个活泼的盼望。
Then we will have the living hope.
那我们如果活得很有意义啊，很有喜乐，很有尊严。
Again, we'll live in the life of dignity, joy, and confidence.
他唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
208首。
208.
我们就是想到我们已经领受从上头来的圣灵，我们就很喜乐。
We have all received the Holy Spirit from above, therefore we all have joy.
相信呢，有一天在点名的时候我们会在那里呀。
And we believe that one day when our name is called, and we'll be there.
所以我们先来祷告，我们说感恩就好了。
And
感恩。
We give thanks to the Lord.
感谢主，神赏赐给我们圣灵。
And we thank the Lord giving us the Holy Spirit.
让我们体验天国的滋味。
So we can all taste and enjoy the heavenly kingdom.
也让我们确信将来我们会在那里。
And we truly believe that we will be there.
享受永远的快乐。
And to enjoy the eternal joy.
一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together one accord.